Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to Luke, the 5th chapter, Luke chapter 5, and we'll go to verse 15. We begin, what is it, a couple of weeks ago now, on a new series that we're calling Hear and Be Healed. In Luke 5 and 15, it says, "But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to do what? To hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities." The Word of God, hold your place in Luke 5 and go over to Proverbs 4, verse 10. Proverbs 4, well, I tell you, skip on down to verse 20 for time's sake. Verse 20, "My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." He said, if you do this, they, my words, are life to those that find them, and health, or the margin says medicine, to all their flesh. The New Century Version says, they bring health to the whole body. God's Word translation says, they're life to those that find them, and they heal the whole body. What heals the whole body? His words. His words. I know one of the greatest things that ever happened in my life and Phyllis's life. I don't have to quibble about it. I know exactly when it happened, and it's why I'm standing in front of you tonight. Phyllis grew up in a traditional religious atmosphere. I grew up in something of a religious atmosphere. And you know, you believe in God. And you believe that the Bible is holy, holy book. You rarely look at it, but you believe it's great. And you're supposed to respect the things of God. But I heard, after Phyllis and I married, we married young, and a doctor that she was working for had some tapes of preaching by people like Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Charles Capps, Kenneth Hagin. And we'd never heard of any of those people, and we'd never heard of the idea of listening to preaching on tape. That just sounded bizarre. I mean, you play music, you know, you get you some cassettes or reel-to-reel, whatever, of music, yeah. But preaching? And so this doctor that she worked for, she ran his front desk and managed the office and that kind of thing. And he had a library, just a closet full, right, of these tapes. Whole wall full on the shelves. And he kept trying to get her to take these home for me and Phyllis to listen to. And she'd thank him politely and, "No, that's okay. We don't need any, you know." But he wouldn't quit. I mean, he just kept on. Every what few days or week or whatever, he'd, again, "You know, take these home. Listen to them." And finally, well, he's her employer. He's her boss. So she took some home. I think mostly just to appease him, I guess. Just to say, "Okay, I did it." And so we sat down with a little battery-operated cassette player. Was a cassette player? And that was new technology then. Cassettes? Hey, you're up from 8-tracks, you know, and reel-to-reel, you actually have something you could carry around small. And we listened to it. What? Redeemed from the curse of the law. Changed our life. Changed our life. Now, we had heard preaching before. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Well, I didn't know at that time. But you've heard us say, we had a little mobile home with a red shag carpet and genuine imitation leather black sofas. That's plastic. And it was well used before we got it, the mobile home. And but man, after hearing that first tape, we wanted more. And so we got in a routine of every day after work, I'd come home and sit down on that plastic couch with that battery-operated cassette player and play another tape and just listen. And of course, you know, hearing them talk, Brother Copeland, and Brother Copeland was the first ones we listened to. And then Brother Savelle and Caps and different ones, and Brother Hagin. And of course, we hear them talking about they took notes and they wrote in their Bible. And wow, this is strange and new for us, but hey, we're pretty excited about it. So we begin to take notes and write down references and mark in our Bibles. And I didn't realize it then, but God was putting faith in us because He's about to let us know in a matter of months that we were supposed to leave home and follow Him and go get trained and go into the ministry, which I had no intentions of at that point. None. I didn't know it then, but looking back now, from that very first one, something was getting in me. Something was going in me. But now let's just stop right here. Could it have gotten into me? Could it have gotten into Phyllis if we wouldn't have listened to him? And even after, not just physically listening, but are we attending to it? We're inclining our ear. We want to hear it. We want to understand it. And then we're keeping it before our eyes. We're thinking about it. During the day, we're talking about it. At night. And so it is getting into our hearts and we are keeping it in the midst of our heart. What did he say would happen when you do that? It will be life to you and it will heal your body too. Is this Bible? Is this true? So, you know, we did that for what, a couple of years? And then the Lord dealt with us. We got it in our heart to go to one of Brother Kenneth Hagin's meetings out in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we're just country folks that never left town and didn't have the money, didn't have the gas to go. But we, in those 2 years, we learned that a couple of big things, that it was God's will for you to have it. Now that was an eye-opener. Because we did not think that way. That God would help you get a car? God would help you get in a house? That was just foreign thinking. But we begin to believe that God is real and that He's a big God and He's a good God and He wants good things in your life. Didn't the Scripture say, he that comes to God must believe that He is. And what? You got to go on. That He is a what? Rewarder means doing good for. Giving good to and doing good for. Reward's not an evil thing. It's a good thing. He's a rewarder. Of who? Not everybody. Those that seek Him. Those that want to find Him. Those that look for His things. Seriously, genuinely, diligently seek Him. You're going to find Him. Well, we went out to the meeting. And you, if you've been around, you've heard me talk about it before. They were given a tour of the Bible school, and it was free, so we could do free. And so we got on the bus and took us out there, and we went through, and we just want to see it. That's the only idea we have in mind. And I remember it distinctly. We were in SDC 2, Student Development Center number 2, on the upper floor in the music department, and the Spirit of God dropped it in my heart, we're supposed to come here. I thought, what? What? And Phyllis too. We didn't say anything to each other about it. We just kind of played it cool, you know. And it just kept working in us all that day and the next day. And was it on the way back in the bus? On the way back, right? It was hot summertime. And where the meeting was held down there is right by the refinery. And in the hot summertime, it smells bad. And finally, she looked at me and she said, did you ever know you're supposed to do something and you didn't want to do it? And I just looked at her and said, what? I want to hear what she said first. And she just said, it stinks here. It's not like it was our lifelong dream to move to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. It's a great place, but we just didn't know anything about it. And over the next days and weeks, we kept seeking the Lord, and He just got stronger and stronger in us. And finally we did, and through a series of miracles, we came, went to school, graduated. We thought we'd go 1 year, go back home. We were there for 20. Helping the Hagans in every way that we could. Taught in the healing school, taught in the Bible school. But looking back now, the thing I got through these other ministry gifts, and especially through Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, is the authority, the integrity, the value of the Word. I didn't have that before I got around his ministry and the other ministries. If you'd asked me, do you respect the Bible? Oh, yes, yes, yes. I would have probably thought as much as you could, but I didn't. I didn't. I did not see it as the final authority on everything.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.